Differences among different cams are a great reason to use cam ensembles. In many cases, if one model has a certain bias, say it's too high with afternoon dew points and thus cape, it's possible another cam with a different configuration may tend to be too low with afternoon dew points and cape in similar settings. These two biases often cancel one another out when taken in an ensemble framework, but even if they don't, unknowns in things like PBL processes mean that it's good to have a wider range of potential outcomes from different cam configurations in many instances. It's also good practice to try identifying why major differences exist among model guidance, which can allow us to expand or contract a reasonable range of outcomes and gives us something to monitor in observations. For example, in the case shown on this slide, the HER had much less convection by 18 UTC, whereas the high-res window FV3 suggested a large area of convection would be ongoing from Louisiana into southern Mississippi by that time. We should ask what the implications of those differences would be for later in the event. In this case, the HER simulated more discrete supercells, implying a regional tornado outbreak would occur, whereas the high-res window FV3 was more muted with its later-day convection since it was simulating a convectively processed and less buoyant setting due to its more expansive early-day convection. This also gives us something to monitor in observations, since we could then watch radar trends through the morning, and if less convection was being observed, that might raise our confidence in a scenario more like the HER occurring.